For another smaller group of refugees, things are actually looking up this summer. That's because for the first time, athletes who are refugees will have the chance to compete in the Olympics. The refugee Olympic team will march under its own banner when the games kick off in Brazil in August. Our correspondent in Rio de Janeiro is Will Carlos, and he met some refugee athletes who are already there getting ready for the games. Tell us who you met, Will.
Yeah, we got this great chance to go and meet Yolande Bakusa, Obuhusa Mabika, and Popole Misenga. There are a couple of athletes.
Are you kidding me?
I thought I did pretty well with those names there. There are a couple of athletes from the Democratic Republic of Congo who ended up in Brazil in 2013 and have been living here as refugees ever since. And I spoke to Yolande, and she was really emotional. She had this to say.
Tô mais feliz de novo para essa campeonato Olimpíada, vou lutar Olimpíada para.
So she says, I'm happy again for this Olympic competition. I'm going to fight in these Olympics to defend all the refugees in the world. I'm not just training here to lose. I'm training for victory. God will lift up all refugees to get a good result.
So how does an Olympic judo competitor like Yolande from Congo end up in Brazil? What's her story?
It's a very interesting story, rather sad. They came in 2013 for the World Cup of Judo, along with two other representatives of the judo team from Congo. The two other representatives, who I believe were the coach and sort of an official, they absconded and they took everybody's money and everybody's passports with them. So Yolande and Popole woke up they've been told that they were going off for a few hours, and they didn't come back. And after 3 days, Yolande told me she wandered out literally into the street. She went to find anybody who had black skin like hers, she said, and she literally walked up to anybody who had dark skin and said, in French, because she didn't speak Portuguese, here's my situation. Eventually, she was directed towards this beauty salon where there were known to be people who were from Africa working there. And she slept on the floor of this beauty salon. They both did for 4 days. And then they were introduced eventually to the local Congolese population, some of whom are refugees themselves. And that was 2 years ago. Since then, they've got themselves on their feet. They started training judo again, and now they're going to be in the Olympic Games.
Presumably some of the other refugee athletes will be coming from places that are not their home countries. And I mean, they're people without countries. Are they in refugee camps and coming to the Olympics?
I'm not sure about the other people. I believe there are a couple who have been in refugee camps. But the whole idea of this is that they're going to be this, you know, this kind of conglomerate of people from all over the world who are under this refugee banner. So they'll be marching, for example, under the Olympic flag. Their anthem will be, I believe, the Olympic anthem. I had suggested something by the Fugees, but I guess they're going to go with the Olympic anthem.
Well, I'm kind of wondering what was behind the IOC decision to create an Olympic refugee team this year, because it does feel like 2016, 2015 is the year of the refugee with everything that's in the news. Do you think the IOC was maybe trying to recognize that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're doing. And I think they deserve a lot of credit for sort of grabbing hold of something that really kind of signifies the whole Olympic story. I mean, especially with this Olympics in Brazil, most of the time we talk about it, we're talking about it in these sort of negative terms about all the problems and everything else. And here, I think, is a story that really does embody the Olympic spirit.
Finally, before I let you go, Will, what's the update on preparations for the games? 2 months away. How are things looking?
Well, let's get back to the negative now, I suppose. I mean, the big news in Rio de Janeiro right now is that the main road that they just opened with a lot of fanfare between Copacabana and Ipanema over to the main Olympic site, after a day, it had huge potholes in it. So they had to then shut it down, and they've been working to patch it all up. Apparently this morning they've put some metal sheets across it as sort of a temporary solution. I think that embodies kind of where we are right now. I think once the sun comes out, hopefully people will start getting a bit more positive about these games that are just around the corner.
The world's Will Carlos in Rio. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure.